No Repeat Friday. We talk about being crisp and clean. We had a couple mental errors, a couple of substitution errors that, you know, I guess it's a good starting point for us. And it was good to point out to our guys that, you know, those things we got to be on, that's what today's all about. So they understand it, and it's good. A lot of substitutions took place because of, you know, trying to get a lot of guys playing time. So we'll get it taken care of.
You've had an extended look at Cam Bradfield now. How do you think he's looked filling in for Austin?
Yeah, he's done a good job. Like I said, I thought he did a really nice job last year filling in. Started off a little bit slower in training camp, and now has picked up steam. So he's been doing really well, especially the last week and a half.
You nailed down the quarterback stuff at all in terms of how long snaps you want to get Chad?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you could see somewhere like a quarter and a half with Chad and then a quarter with Blake, something like that. You know, I hate to say exact because it could be depending on reps like it was last week, but that's the idea.
How did you see Cecil doing on Friday?
I would say, you know, we got to treat him like a first preseason game, so, you know, like 15 plays or so.
Same thing for Dakota?
Or yeah, about the same.
Okay.
We'll see how the situations present themselves. The thing to look for those guys, we'll try to take them off as extended drives.
Do you want to see Marquise Lee get more extended time, or is he a guy that you want to
No, hold? Those guys, the other guys will get extended time at receiver. Yep.
What do you want to see out of a guy like Lee? Probably not going to play a lot next week, but to show that he's ready for the season.
Well, I think he's improved from Tampa to Chicago, and we need to see him continue to improve. I think with him, it's gaining confidence, you know, where, you know, the run after the catch, you know, things like that. I think now he has a pretty good idea how to run the routes, where he needs to be, now to catch the ball and turn into, you know, something special. You know, but that's always, that will come, I think, as he gets more and more comfort level.
How much closer is Allen Robinson coming back, and how much of a setback has it been to not
well,
have
it's
him
not
and Cecil?
Right, it's not ideal. You'd like to have him all during training camp. But I know he's been paying attention to meetings, out here at every practice, but it's still nothing like doing it. So hopefully we start can work with him a little bit next week, but we'll see. He is going to go on the trip with us. You know,
he missed the last game too, right? Best case in first regular season game.
Well, we hope to get him back
next week.
Coach Abbott talked yesterday about Chris Clemens and his leadership. What have you noticed about Clemens' transition to the Jags?
I think it's a lot of the same things. I think he's even stepped up his leadership. You know, I think that, you know, just the way he handles things, he really, for him, it is a standard of what's acceptable. And if that standard's not acceptable, he doesn't mind voicing his opinion. So he brings that strength, and that's exactly what we had hoped he'd done. We've got other strong leaders, Puz and all that, so I think he just adds to it. We'll see. I know Bowinkle took some reps today, so we'll find out how he handled today, and that will be, you know, depending on how well he did, will determine our rotation.
Guys like Red, Sendarek, et cetera, up front, how do you know when they're ready for the season and you can scale back a little?
Right. I think for this game, you know, we talked about three quarters for these guys. They may not go all the three quarters. We may see it. The big thing for us is to get them, you know, playing, and then also our rotations. You know, let's work on that, like Sendarek and Ziggy, and getting those guys involved, Brancher and Clem. You know, just working that rotation so they get a feel for how a game is going to go. That's, you know, really what we're looking at also to accomplish.
So you decided the starting center yet then? For the Friday night?
Yeah, I think the starting center will be Jock to start us off. And then after that, I don't know.
Gus, people always talk about week three being so important. And I know you're not going to say score, but what do you want to come out of this game with?
Well, here's the reason why it's important. First of all, for the coaches to get their routine down as far as how they're going to present material, who's in charge of what, and to get in front of the team and do that. Also, for the players to get a feel for what a week of practice is like. We've got, 53, Ryan? 53 new guys on our team that are going through this whole week for the first time. So to get them acclimated to what a week is like, how we prepare, how we game plan, the cut-ups, things like that. So that's a big thing for us right now. And then also to go out there and compete, you know, and see how much improvement we made over the last couple weeks.
What do you think about two more practice squad guys? I shouldn't be happy about
I think
that.
That's great. Yeah, great to have that opportunity. And I think they lengthened it too, right? Guys from 1 year to 2 years. You know, so that's good.